Winterroad show coming to you live out of Alaska, and we're going to cover. What do they call it here? I got to see what they call it. It's wetland something or other here. Water, the public water wetlands. This particular case happens to be somebody in Minnesota, Mike Hartman. Give me permission to use his name. And he added on to a machine shed, an extension. And he didn't buy one of their permits, $500 permit or something. And they eventually bought the permit. They said, oh, by the way, now that you bought the permit, we got to check the sewer system, the septic system. So they came out and checked it. It passed. There's no problems with it. But you know what? Just because you bought this permit, now all of a sudden you're under this Wetlands Act thing. So you gotta, because it's past the age, even though everything's working fine, you're going to have to put in a new septic system. Really? So the first thing that I did is when I got involved with this, let me find United States. Got the actual name of it. Fish and Wildlife Circular. It's the United States Fish and Wildlife Service Circular, number 39, 1971 edition. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting? They say they're using a circular. Now, first of all pamphlets, all circulars, all of these manuals, IRS, anybody's manual, none of them have the forced effect of law. They are not law. And the courts have said if you go after them and you use them, do it at your own peril. They can lie flat out. Yes. They can lie to you. Well, what is interesting is in this one, I got to find out where it is here. They got around and used the definition, one of the definitions of this particular United States Fish and Wildlife Service Circular, number 39, 1971, for their definition. Well, I thought, well, isn't that nice? Okay, so you call up the people in Minnesota, well, we don't have a copy of it. Wait a minute, you're using it. Oh, we don't have a copy. Nobody knows what it is. So I went back to D.C. It took me about 2 weeks to get it. It's not on their homepage. And so it says it's, I got the whole thing. And let's see, how many pages was that thing? I get over here and take a look and see. I'll blow, pull up. And I got this thing and I scanned it because I got a scanner that does about.
I got around and I
scanned this thing and it comes out to 77 pages. So I looked up some of these definitions that they're using. Let's see here. Let me find one. Public wetlands, I think, was one of them. So it's public. Anyway, I can't find these. Anyway, they were using some of these definitions. They were using the source out of the this publication. Well, I got the publication, OCR'd it. Well, I'll be a golly gee whiz unbeliever. That's hard to believe. Those words don't even exist in this thing, let alone be defined. So how can that be? So I thought, okay, well, let's go back to the statute that this thing comes up under and see if it's there. It's called the Public Waters Wetlands Means. All type 3, 4, and 5 wetlands as defined in United States Fish and Wildlife Service Circular number 39, 1971 edition. Blah, blah, blah. Quoted. This is out of a quote out of their statute. Minnesota statute 103G is in good. 0.005. But wait a minute. Those words don't even exist. Wow. What a scam, right? So then I said, well, it says that this is, let's see, it says it's based here on, this is a, it was based on the Water Bank Act of 1970. So I said, well, okay, well, let's go back and take a look in 1970. Maybe there's something in there that we can use. To see, I mean, there's got to be something. Are these guys making all this up? So I go back into the 1970 Act, and you know what? Those words don't exist there either. This can't be. Those words don't exist there that they're defining. So I was reading through this, and it says, it's talking about getting together with landowners and making contracts and paying them money. It doesn't say anything about forcing them into a contract against their own will. No, it's, so we got word definitions that don't even exist. And they're trying to enforce it upon Hartman. On a circular that has no forced effective law to begin with. Even if the words were there. I said, okie dokie, well, let's take this one step farther. Let me get back into the thing here. I said, well, let's go back and let's look and see what their Minnesota's doing here. Let me find the first, let me just search on water laws. They have something called water laws in Minnesota. And I started looking at these, and you know what it says in all of it? It's all policy. It is our policies. Our policy. Our policy. Our policy. It starts off the regulatory policy, the wetland policy, the water law policy. These are all in 103A.201 and 202. It's all policy. Really. It's not law. I've got several cases. I got a whole ton of them here. It says, the policy does not impose rights or obligation or bind an agency to a particular result. The policy's plain language also establishes that it does not command anyone to do anything or to refrain from doing anything, does not subject anyone to any civil or criminal liability, and does not create any legal rights or remedies. That's out of a district court in New York. 678 F. Supp. 410, 1988. That's just one of many. So they're using policies based on term definitions that don't frickin' exist. Ain't that damn special? So Mike was trying to get him to give this Schumer, Schuler, or whatever his name is, I forget, something like that, to give him the authorities, and he won't do it, so he goes to court, and they get a warrant for his arrest. Contempt of court. We are going to force you to put in a septic system that there is no statute in Minnesota and no statute of the United States in existence. And we made up definitions that don't exist. Oh, and it gets better because the same attorney says, oh, by the way, you know, you put in the elective franchise. We are denying you the right for the elective franchise as a citizen of Minnesota, which is the legal and lawful stance. We want you to become a citizen of the United States, so you're a taxpayer, and also when you become a citizen of the United States, you have no rights and remedies. But, of course, see, you don't know that there are no subsidy regulations, and we can lie on the regulations. We can lie about every damn thing we do because it's all about we get grant monies. Minnesota gets grant monies for this wetlands nonsense. Now, ain't that just a special damn way? How's the average person going to research all this stuff out? If you don't have access to it, it takes quite a while to dig this nonsense up, but I couldn't believe it. They actually say in their statutes it's all policy. God, these guys are not too sharp. I'd make me at least dig for it that there's no subsidy regulations, which there's not. There's no regulatory authority for it that are subsidy. It's based on a frickin' circular that somebody put together and wrote. Ain't that just special? There's your wetlands nonsense in the state of Minnesota. And I'll guarantee you this wetlands act and this circular is going to be in other states somewhere. I don't have a reason to look because I don't have the time. How can a state these people that enforce this stuff, a lot of these attorneys are dumber than a rock. I got to say it. They've been doing it forever, getting away with it. They just say, well, it says right here, you got to do this. Wait a minute, where's the authority for it? Do you ever check out the authority to do that? Well, no, it's just somebody said we got to do it. They enact this stuff based on what? Policies. Policy. It is our policy. Unbelievable. And then for this attorney to sign under this, in his case, it came up and they put the letter and said, oh, you can't do this. We're not going to allow you to do this. Let me pull this up here. I said, well, isn't this interesting? Let's see here. I think I put the same mode. They give the actual statutes. If I can find it here quickly, I can't. I'll get it on a break here. But they gave the statute. Well, the statute is very specific. You got to be a citizen of the United States. You got to do it under the penalties of perjury, or we won't allow you to vote. Not the elective franchise, to vote. And that's not supported by the Constitution of the United States, not supported by any. They just make this stuff up because, again, how is somebody going to find this out? You're not. I'm going to get down here to the citizen of the United States. This was filed, and by the way, this was given to in Rappert's case, and that judge up there just ignored it because he can't go there. If he does, he loses. Isn't that amazing? Let's see some of these cases here, some of the stuff that's, I mean, it's really plain English, and there's a lot more to it. This is a very Corfield versus Coryell. It's a federal case. They 546 546 1823. This is a circuit court. When they do those Fed case, those are what they used to do in Westlaw, because those are the circuit courts of the United States. Those are the constitutional courts. It's 1823. The right of, see, it says here the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. This is 1873 here that they're citing this. Here they're citing this other case. This is the United States versus Anthony, 24F.CAS.829. New York, 1873. The 13th, 14th Amendments were designed mainly for the protection of newly emancipated Negroes, but the full effect must nonetheless be given to the language employed. The right of voting, or the privilege of voting, is a right or privilege arising under the Constitution of the state, and not under the Constitution of the United States. And second, the right of that character here involved is not one connected to citizenship of the United States. Is that like getting pretty clear? The right of a citizen are thereby violated, that they are of a fundamental class derived from this position as a citizen of a state, and not those limited belonging to him as a citizen of the United States, as such was in the decision of Corfield versus Coryell. Seems pretty clear to me. So is there something that we're missing here? Corfield says here, the description of privileges deemed to be fundamental to which are added the elective franchise as regulated and established by the laws or constitution of the state in which it is to be exercised. That's 1823. K-I-N-E-E-N versus Wells. This is a Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts, 1887. 11 NE 916. The right or privilege of voting is a right or privilege arising under the Constitution of each state and is not under the Constitution of the United States. The voter is entitled to vote in the election to officers of the United States by reason of the fact that he is a voter in the state in which he resides. He exercises this right because he is entitled by the laws of the state where he offers to exercise it, and not because he is a citizen of the United States. Really? Is there anything wrong here? I don't see a problem here. Unbelievable. Then there's a case. See, this is the interesting part. These guys are playing out of both sides of their mouths. 110F2D 246. This is 1940. The 14th Amendment is inapplicable to the District of Columbia. Really? Yep. On the other hand, the rights and liberties protected by the Bill of Rights, Amendments 1 through 8, cannot encroach upon the national government, have been held applicable to the district, although not to the states. Really? Many people know that. You see, your Amendments 1 through 8 do not apply to the people in the several states, except they are using it. Justice Thomas, one of the black judge up there, said, we can't do this. We're taking a fictional status and making it apply to the people. And he said, we can't do that. And other justices said, go to hell, Thomas. That was in the Second Amendment case. This is unbelievable, isn't it? It says, thus the provisions of the 4th Amendment are not applicable to the states, and they go on and they got a whole bunch of Supreme Court cases. But now we get down to the 15th Amendment. What's it about? This is a case out of 1882, Eastern District of Texas. Oops, it's somebody, I just saw somebody call in here, Wes in Idaho. Okay, Wes, go ahead here. We got time. You got a comment or question on what we're talking about right now?
Yeah, I guess a question, Ralph. Couldn't you or we go into some court and prove fraud with the information you're relating? Hello? Are you there?
I think we're going to break here. You're breaking up. I'm having trouble with my Skype here. I think we're... Do I hear music? So hang on a minute here.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Okay, we're back here. And Wes, now I should be able to hear you in Idaho. Go ahead. What was your question or comment?
Shouldn't we or you or somebody be able to go into a court with this information you keep relating and get a holding case, proof fraud on their part?
I tell you what, I'm working on it right now. Hartman's is going to be filed in too. We've got Gunnick's case, and we're going to have to go file cases. But it sounds really simple. Try putting it together in a case that will legally, that you can get these guys cornered. It's not real easy, because I've done a lot of these, I guarantee you. I am working on it. Hartman's is going to go in. Gunnick's is going to go in. Rappert's is going to go out of mandamus, and then we're going to go after the, in the federal court, the withholding agent. And actually, he's got a thing to go after his elective franchise, too, that'll go along with that. But getting this, it sounds real, I can talk about it. But try putting it into a brief to make it work. Because you got to go look. It's not real easy. Just like the elective franchise is only under 1343, where you got to tie that into 1983. Then you got to tie that under state color of state law. You got to, there's all kinds of little requirements they put on this nonsense to make it almost impossible for the average person, unless you got Westlaw and take some time to see what made it through the hoop. It's like an Indiana Jones movie. Well, don't step on that thing. Well, you got to step on this. Don't step on that one. Duck here. It's not easy. There's no constitutional courts except the Article I, the Federal Court of Claims, used to be Article III for 1950 to about 1984. Then they made it an Article I. And now we have the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the only court of appeals. Its decision is good all over these United States. The circuit courts are only good in that area.
So there is a particular court you got to take this to?
Well, some of these we have to go into the United States District Court because the Federal Court of Claims requires that an implied in fact contract. I tried to get one transferred saying, well, guess what? There is no implied in fact contract, so there must be withholding it under spoliation of evidence. And the Eighth Circuit said, no, we're not going to allow you to transfer it, so we got to go into them and pound on them and see what we get out of that. But we're going to start originating some of these in the Federal Court of Claims. That's where our remedies are. These other courts, but there are certain ones of them will not, because that's a very limited constitutional or Article I court. It acts like a magistrate under an Article III court. And that's where United States is the real party of interest instead of United States of America, Congress.
Okay.
There's an awful lot to this. I'm trying to give the overview, and I know that a lot of people that listen to this show, it gets really complicated, but I get both sides. People want to hear more information, and so I'm trying to put it in plain English without getting it too complicated, but I'm working on it, I guarantee you. And this is going to be a good year, and I tell you what, thank God and Graham we got Trump.
So, amen.
Anyways. Okay. Later. So, there we go. Got lost here someplace in the ether. So anyways, Hartman's has got a very interesting case. Now we got the Gunnings case. They're trying to take his property. They've already taken his sons. They're trying to get his stuff abandoned and property and all that, which is all nonsense under the definition of person. And that's another one that's got to be filed into their case, and then got to get a case open so we can get a Liz Pendens on it. As soon as we get the Liz Pendens on it, they should stop. But we'll see. I don't know if it'll stop or not. It's supposed to, because anybody that buys it, any property with a Liz Pendens, is buying a pig in the poke. Now, we know that is like in Gladden's case in Dillingham, the guy that bought that one with a Liz Pendens on a foreclosure knowingly did it, but he can't get title insurance. Because it ain't his. And the title company won't guarantee the, quote, title in their world, because they know that Gladden has a superior title. And that's one of the things that's going to be getting done here. It's been on hold for quite a while, but anyways, we'll get that done. And that's another whole can of worms over there with the FAA and those guys. So, we're back in a minute, and we're going to get into the rest of...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Okay, we're back here. Dave in Delaware, you're up with a question or comment, what we're chatting about. A lot of different things today.
Yeah, we're all familiar with 12B6, but if you look at the federal rules of civil procedure, 12B1, 12B2, and 12B3, that's the in personam. The venue, and the subject matter. They cannot prove that you do not exist, so you put in a motion to strike the plaintiff's claim for their violation of their federal rule of civil procedure, 12B1.
Well, that's something I'll have to look into. I'm not familiar with that, but I've not dealt with that, and I've not had that come up.
Rule 12B2 is the venue. If they cannot prove that you're in one of their fiction state of or two-letter abbreviation or five or more numbered fiction zones, then you're not subject to their venue because you're not in their fiction locations. You're not in their fiction areas.
The problem
is, subject matter, they never have jurisdiction because your name is not on any of their documents. Kobe Bryant won his case by saying, "That is not my authorized signature." He repeated that phrase, "That is not my authorized signature." And for some reason, they did not want to raise the fact that if it's not his authorized signature, it must be his authorized signature. And look up the definition of unauthorized signature. They could not proceed because an unauthorized signature is a forgery.
What kind of case was this?
Someone brought a claim against Kobe Bryant, the famous basketball star from California, and he got their charges stricken from him by saying that is not my authorized.
Do you have the case number?
No, but he's pretty famous. I'm sure it's able to be looked up. It's within the last year.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. How old is that case?
Well, he's a current basketball celebrity now, so it must be...
Well, I know that, but I mean, how old is it? Because Pacer goes back about 6-7 years in the stuff, so you can actually see what's going on. Because I hear these things. I'm a non-believer in everything. I document everything.
Okay, I'll
and
get
I'm not,
the...
I'm not doubting what you're saying. I just need evidence.
Okay, I'll get the case number and email it to you.
Yeah, put IRS in the subject matter, if you would, please.
Okay.
Great, because I'm not doubting it. That's why I get the information from callers. I'm not in this battle by myself. I don't know everything.
Well, just look at the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, small
well,
b,
first of all, you
1, 2, and 3.
And if you're listening to my show before, you know that the rules of court are what these people operate under. They don't operate under the statutes and the reason why they do that. In
that's
1934, they said their rules trump all statutes. Can you believe
that's
that?
That's the reason we should motion to strike their claims, for they violated their rules.
I know, but that's why you have to look at their damn rules and play with their silly-ass game. And in 1940, they did the same thing with the criminal. Our criminal, the rules trump all statutes. I didn't realize you guys had that power. And the reason why they can do it is because those courts are not constitutional courts. They're territorial in basically in nature, but they're not even that because they can't be a territorial court with an Article 3 under Section 2 and a District of Columbia all in the same chapter. It's like putting an eagle and a chicken and a dove all in the same building and say, oh, you're all the same. No, it don't work that way, Bubba.
Well, it requires your consent, and when you say that is not my authorized signature, you're indicating that you did not consent.
Look at it. I'm welcome to anything we can do.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Just send me the stuff and put IRS in the subject matter. Anybody that emails me, put IRS in the subject matter, because I get anywhere from 600 to maybe 1,000 of these damn emails a day. They really got me on a list of nonsense here. So, okay. Anyways, so policy is not law. Everything is policy. It's all about your status. Who the hell are you? Pardon my French. Are you a citizen of France? Well, that sounds too obvious. I would catch on to that. Are you a citizen of the United States? Conclusively proven in their regulation, 26 CFR 1.1-1, their tax is only for a citizen or resident of the United States. Black and white. 5 U.S.C. 552A. That's 5 U.S.C. 552A. An individual is a citizen of the United States. Somebody called that in. Hadn't got to that yet, but they call it in. That's good. Individual. Well, your definition in the IRS, 7701A1, a person. One of them is an individual. Well, that's a citizen of the United States. They me. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Fourth Amendment. That's why they talk about this, these cases that I'm looking at right now, enforcing this. I started to talk about the 15th Amendment. There's no right of electee franchise. None. For a citizen of the United States. How did they pull this off? It's so simple. The concept is they offered people money, they offered the states money. That's what they did. Just like that Real ID Act. If you get around and enforce this Real ID Act, we are going to send you money. Them people in Juneau are probably wetting their pants getting money from the Real ID Act and all this other stuff. It's just like up here in our property taxes, the natives, Alaska natives. They were declared by Congress in the 1920s to be citizens of the United States. Okay, now, so a citizen of the United States in Alaska, a native, let's see. They also get money from their corporations. Try to find out who created those corporations under Congress. But they get money. They get 160 acres, tax-free. And you know what happens? The federal government sends the boroughs or the cities that that's in the money that the natives would do for the tax-free properties. Now, how come that citizen of the United States gets tax-free? They don't be hassled. And I am. How come the federal government is putting money into the coffers of all these natives that are tax-free? Oh, we wouldn't want to punish the boroughs and the cities. They got to have their monies. These citizens of the United States of Alaska, natives get free airfare, and they get to go to the native hospital, free health care. Why is that? They're citizens of the United States, just like me, supposedly. Does nobody ever sit down and actually logic some of this stuff out? No, because we're almost everybody's too damn busy trying to make ends meet and listening to the nonsense coming out on these mainstream media. God, what a bunch of... I tell you, getting anybody that voted for Hillary is either a crook or mentally incompetent or mentally sick or just plain damn stupid. Who votes for a certified liar and criminal to be over your life, liberty, and property? Who would do that? And there's millions of them out there like that. They don't have any moral fiber. They're not capable of critical thinking. I come across some of them in the rec centers, the only place that I usually get to offer. Well, how's the election going? And one guy, I just gave up. I listen to the news 6 hours a day, and I just so frustrating. And I said, well, there's your problem right there. You got your head stuck in the sewer. Get out of the mainstream media and go to Drudge or Rands or World Net Daily or Breitbart or whatever it's called. Go someplace else and actually read something else. It's not a lie. Nothing. There's no way to reach these people. We had a guy who had a real good conversation one day in there with a guy that's got an independent paper, and another guy said, I don't want to hear this. You can't have this in a public forum. I said, really? We're supposed to have free speech, and we can't talk about the truth in a public forum? Him and me, this other guy, both got in the middle of this guy. These people are freaking crazy. They are literally crazy. The stuff they come up with, they don't know when to quit. Emmanuel Realm, and the mayor of Chicago. Oh, we're going to sanctuary city. So we get around, we have criminals here that are illegals, and we turn them loose. We have criminals that are American citizens or citizens of the state, and we're going to keep them locked up. Oh, ain't that just damn special? What the hell is wrong with these people? What's wrong with the people? Let them vote them in. I don't know. I don't know. I just could not believe when I got into Hartman's case, because one thing I had never looked in is to this this wetlands nonsense. It's all smoke, and they tell you it's smoke. Definitions that don't exist in a circular that has no force and effect of law. In a statute based on a statute that doesn't have those words. And in the statute, you're supposed to get around and go to Hartford and say, hey, you know, could we do this or something? And then the states just take this and away they go. Then they have a county, and then they do ordinances, and it's a moneymaker. It's all about the money with no statutory authority behind it. But it's so simple, and I don't know why people don't get it. I got several of these. I owe people. I got to get over to get the into the Palmer because I've just been so busy here. I got a couple more days. I got to get these cases done for Hartman and Gunnick and Rappert. But it's sad. It's contract law. When the people, just like this Electoral College, I cannot believe that Barbara Boxer out. Electoral College is there for a purpose. Every state, based on the population, gets so many. Alaska only gets 3. New York only gets 3. Why is it there? Why is it not popular vote like mob rule? Anybody know? What if New York, which has gone ludicrously crazy, like they get around and booing the vice president up there and the guy gets on a stage, you pay good money to get in and watch a theater that has all blacks, by the way, because that one there was no whites need to show up. What the hell is that about? Not that the play's not good, I guess, but sounds a little prejudicial to me. And get up and lecture the vice president of the United States, and the guy can't even put together 2 freaking damn words that make any sense to do anything about anything. Oh, we don't know if we're going to protect you or not. What the hell's that got to do with anything? If you're going to articulate something in a forum where you're not supposed to keep your damn mouth shut, people are paid to see you perform, shut the hell up. Or if you're going to get a speech, at least get a speechwriter. There's nothing. He didn't say anything. These guys are dumber than rocks. Finally, Americans are waking up. Muslims got to go. Can't trust them. Why? Their culture. Looks like maybe France may get around and wise up over there. They may get somebody and start before there's no longer any Frenchmen left. Germany, I'm not so sure. Merkel, she's running again. Obama, he goes over there and Merkel, they get together and kissy-touchy, and, oh, we need this globalist nationalist nonsense and got to watch out for this democracy and this nation-state stuff. Really? This is complex stuff, but it's all about your status. Just like Esau in the Bible. He sold his birthright. Not a good thing to do. Didn't work out good for him in the long run. Did it? You sell the law of the land that you're born. We are so fortunate to be born in this country. So fortunate. Anywhere in the world, this is the place to be born. To have a birthright, the law of the land. And unfortunately, you and me, we've all signed it away because we've been conned. It's all about your status. Who the hell are you? It's all about contract law. You sign up, shut up, and take the remedies. Babcock, a whole bunch of Supreme Court cases said any time there's rights created, but the government creates rights against itself, it's called a benefit. They can withhold all remedies. They can give a remedy that is unconstitutional. It's contract law. People signed real contracts. They thought they knew they were getting in. It's called an implied in law contract. That's what a 1040 is. I want the benefit of what? What is it I want the benefit? Oh, I want my money back that I signed up under the W-4 or whatever. So you could take money from me. Are you authorized to take money? Any tax. 7701A16. Boy, they do not want to go there. Withholding agent. Who is authorized to withhold any money and has to forward it for any tax under the Internal Revenue Laws? Non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, and foreign organizations. Right there. 7701A60. That's the way you bust them, but you have to use taxable year. If taxable year is in every one of these. No state income taxes because all the states are underneath the feds. Every state income tax, go look. You will have to have a federal taxable income place on it. You have to have file a 1040, and the court of claims said that's an implied in law contract. You wanting a benefit. How could anybody force me to sign an implied in law contract? Oh, you got to sign it for a credit card. Really? That's an implied in law contract. You want the credit of some company. that turns around and sells that to somebody else and turns it into money. And you're going to force me to get a credit card. No, we're going to force you, like in Minnesota, to vote. We're going to force you to be a citizen of the United States. And then by that, then you are a deemed to be a taxpayer. That's right in their statute. That's a con job. And then when you get to be that, they don't tell you, oh, by the way, you're going to lose. Then you go into federal court. Do you know that in the federal court, you're supposed to have your citizenship on there to be able to get into a federal court? I'm working on cases on that. Your citizenship has to be on there established to get into a federal court. But a real court of the United States, Article 3 one. But see, these aren't. These IRS cases, they bring in the chief counsel notice. He is strictly an administrative role. Back in a minute.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, we're back here, and covered a lot of things today. I covered the Real ID Act. It's based on executive orders. They say right in there we're not. They leave out the 553, the Administrative Procedures Act, the force and effect of law, and they just make it up, supported by Mr. Bill Clinton and Obama. not a big deal, right? Yeah, right. And the states are going to make money out of it by suckering, by getting you sucked in. The Wetlands Act in Minnesota is based on a circular that has no force of effective law with definitions and words that don't the words don't even exist in there. And they don't exist as they use them in the statute. But the circular says it's based on. I couldn't make this stuff up. And then they admit it's all policy. They say so. Sheesh. So this wetland stuff is all policy, smoke and mirrors nonsense. Then, Hartman, they would not allow him to vote as a citizen of Minnesota. Rappert, they won't allow him to, but we're going to make you a citizen of the United States and make you pay and put you in jail for maybe 40 years. We're going to force you to be a citizen of the United States, but you don't have any right to exercise your elective franchise as a citizen of Minnesota. Then the Gunnicks, they got theirs. Trust, they don't even put the things in there. They just take their property. That's no big deal. They don't put the citizenship in there, and it's brought at the behest of the chief counsel of the IRS. He don't have any standing. You go look, and there's nothing there. How does he tell you to go what to do? He's strictly administrative. We got that in Thornton's case. He don't have any standing in these territorial-looking like courts. And then they want to take Gunnick's son stuff, $300,000 worth of property that was supposedly abandoned there. Yeah, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can't make this stuff up, literally. It is a con job from beginning to end. And it officially started March 4th, 1933. And I got it in black and white. And Herbert Hoover was in on it. Don't know much about him. But there's no president of the United States on his last day in office repeals 1,006 damn statutes. And Congress passed it so he could sign it. And I'm reading in the congressional record about McFadden. He was a banker. He was a representative out of Pennsylvania. God, was he giving him hell. I can see why they killed him. I think it was in 33 or 44, 35, somewhere along in there, they supposedly poisoned him or something. Boy, he was going in about the international bankers and how we had lied to Germany, withheld food from the people to get them to give all the gold and stuff, and then we still wouldn't give them the food to the German people. Is it any wonder the German people got pissed and had Hitler come along and put about 1 million of them back to work, got them so they could eat? Do you blame them? We screwed the German people. And he said, we can't do this. He said, no civilized country does this to anybody. But we did it to Germany, and then we bitch about what happened. These damn, and he's talking about the international bankers, how the international bankers made a ton of money. And then they were putting it off onto the people of the United States to pay for it. And that's just special. I'm going to be putting some of this out, and I'm going to be doing some seminars next spring here. By the way, at Ralph at AlaskaMinuteman.com is my email, Ralph at AlaskaMinuteman.com. IRS in the subject matter. If you want to get a hold of me, I got a $250 donation for an IRS package, and let's get stuff. I'm going to be getting stuff to actually put some. I've been sending them to people on Skype, but I think it's going to be easier just to make them and send them a DVD or something, some of this research material. And I'm going to be providing a lot of more material this next spring when I go out and do some seminars. And we will have some resolution to see where some of these go by then. So it's going to be exciting, and I can't wait. I can't. Every day is a better day. One day less of Obama. And as far as I'm concerned, anybody that votes for Hillary, I really don't want to hear from you. There's something mentally wrong with you, and I don't want to. I've got enough problems. I don't want to have my mind contaminated with people that are that stupid or ignorant that vote for a criminal. I mean, she likes little girls, just like Billy. He's a rapist. I mean, just unbelievable. I can't fathom what's wrong with people that vote for people like that. I haven't found anybody that I've talked to that can. They don't know anything about anything. They don't know what they're even saying. They do these mantras. He's a racist. He's this. I've talked to them and think they don't know what it means. Where's your facts? We don't know that. So, I don't know. We should be getting close to the thing. Well, it looks like where we are. So, anyways, I always say watch out for the federales are everywhere. And God willing, we will see you next Sunday. And remember, it's one day less of Obama. One day closer
to
Trump.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.